it's cool because they have stuff like, there's this Chinese artist that they have. There's this guy, something Celsius. Anyway, there's a lot of cool undergroundish kind of music that they put out. And it's kind of, anyway, I'm excited because I bought some records from them. I'll let you know when they get here and if they're any good. Okay, I've made it to the shady spot. Today's a little all over the place. It's been a bit rough. Today was a therapy day. Fridays are therapy day. And we had to move them from 11 a.m. to 12 to noon, which means that my lunch isn't until 1, which means that my lunch ends just before News to Me starts, which I didn't think would be a huge problem, but apparently it's going to be a timing, going to be a little iffy on timing, so maybe a couple of Fridays before I get it all figured out. But anyway, you're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. SDF, it's powered by everyone who's listening and those who use the SDF Public Access Unix system. You can sign up for an account by going to sdf.org and following the instructions there. The most simple way is to just SSH is new, N-E-W, at sdf.org, and that will prompt you with a whole sign-up process. All you gotta do, you just give it an email address so that you can get your credentials and stuff, and boom, you'll be set up. You'll have an account. Once you have an account, you can get it validated by just sending $1 through the mail to SDF, or you can pay them on PayPal. Boom, that's all you got to do, and you'll have access to all sorts of cool stuff. You can go into COM, you can use XMPP, all that stuff. If you want to be a Meta ARPA member, that's even better. You can pay $36, and you can be an ARPA for $36. Just pay them once, $36. Boom, you'll have some elevated privileges. And if you want to pay, if you're willing to pay $36 a year, then you can be a Meta ARPA member, and that gets you lots of cool stuff. But anyway, go to the wiki.sdf.org if you're not a member of SDF and you want to know more about what you could do or what you could get from SDF, check that out. Now, if you're listening and you want to hang out and talk during the show, or you're just not sure what COM is Commode Chat, all you got to do is SSH over to tty.sdf.org, or just sdf.org if you're feeling frisky, and type C-O-N at the command prompt, press enter, type G for go to, and then Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, a trick. It's man commode. It's not man com. No. It's man commode if you want to do the man page for Commode Chat. And once you do that, boom, you'll be hanging out with cool people like UserFXNet. And, ooh, Liquid Dreams is in the house. Liquid Dreams, BiteMe8827, and the rest of the crew is hanging out here. So hello, X1. Welcome. Yeah, there's all sorts of people in COM hanging out. You can also jump over to Jabber, XMPP chat. And that's just going to be conference.jabber.sdf.org. The room is Anon Radio. All right. So, and Stug, hello. Welcome. I guess since it's 1905 and I was late, I'll just give you a heads up. Today is Friday, so there are a lot of cool shows happening. You'll see that Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC. At 20 hours, we've got DJ Harry Larry and Something Blue, followed by DJ Vol's Weekend, and the one and only Tin from Berlin at the third ear at 2200, followed by the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix at 2300 hours. That's right, get your Intergalactic Wasabi Mix at 2300 hours, and then you can follow it up with Banana Republic and the ZDR Monster Show. Synth Battle Royale comes back after Open VoIP at 0300. And then we start all over again tomorrow. But guess what? I'm not here tomorrow. At 1900 hours, you can hear A Step Further Out with Publius and The Margin from F-Fog. Of course, the Dubious Goals Committee, still there, 1930 UTC. You can set your watch to Dubious Goals Committee in 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. So anyway, check that out. Oh, Roll Time has a show at Saturday at 2200 hours, Plane of the Eclectic. So, and And Underground Deep Dark Inky Sets with, is at 2100 hours on Saturday. All right. So anyway, that's the rundown for shows and what's going on with Anon Radio. I complained. I was talking about how all this weird stuff going on with my troubles. Well, part of those troubles is that in my bookmarks, I did manage to bookmark, get my bookmarks to sync up. And I did manage to bookmark a bunch of news today for September 1st. Unfortunately, I did not sort my bookmarks. I went through and got all my news articles, but I didn't get to sort them. And you know what that means? This show is going to be a little bit bumpy jumpy because we're going to be going to different, jumping around between topics and also between zones of stories and stuff. So, you know, we'll deal with that as time permits. But hey, that's such is life, right? So we'll just go over here. We'll go to desktop bookmarks, bookmarks menu, news to me, and September the 1st. So I'm just going to go through these in order. These are by websites that I check out. So first, we're hanging out with the BBC. Hey, Fog, welcome, welcome. Bumpus with a can. Yeah, exactly. Bumpy with chances of jumpy. Oh, here comes a GMC truck. It is. Oh, it did not get hit. I'm just amazed. This turn, the people that turn off of the street, they really do go like 1 or 2 meters into the oncoming traffic lane before they turn, or they just stop there. And it's like, I don't think they realize that they're pretty much consuming over half of the of one of the lanes of traffic. But anyway. Hey, Jay LaMoth, welcome, welcome. I understand it gets busy. It's a Friday before a holiday. Holiday, Monday's a holiday in the U.S. I'll be on, but I'll be from home, so just a heads up there. All right, so let's get going. First, Donald Trump's election fraud trial in Georgia is going to be live-streamed. That's right. Donald Trump, famously, in court, is a meek little bitch because he is not a strong or good person. And so whenever he's faced with the things that he's done, he gets really sheepish. So anyway, he's not too happy about the fact that he's going to be live-streamed during his trial. He'll be even less happy when he goes to prison, I'd imagine, but we'll see. Paris is saying au revoir to rental e-scooters, just like Singapore got rid of the personal mobility devices a few years ago. A ban on rental electric scooters has come into effect in Paris in response to a rising number of people being injured and killed in the French capital. Almost 90% of those who took part in April's vote over the issue were in favor of the ban, but fewer than 8% of those eligible turned out to vote. Paris is now one of the first capitals to have outlawed the rented electric vehicles, just 5 years after being one of the first to adopt them. But is the ban simply an example of democracy in action, or more cynical forces at play? Let's see. Then they talked to some cyclists who are mad about e-scooters and PMDs eating up bike lanes. Scooters powering down the pavement and requiring urgent avoidance. Ah, okay. Yeah, I think Tove has experienced this when people are biking on a hike and bike trail and then they just almost run someone over. Ah, this car. No turn signal. Did not fully stop. But it does have a nice hole resting through its roof. So, karma? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so Paris has banned e-scooters, and they think the BBC was talking to cyclists. And surprise, surprise, the cyclists were happy that the scooters are gone. Ruby Frank, 8 passengers, parenting mom arrested on child abuse suspicion. This was in a few, this was a very popular headline. Probably because of how hypocritical it is. Let's see what's in comm real quick. Jay LaMoth, it's also the first of the month, backup pruning day. it's almost like you didn't like me. Oh, yeah, exactly, Jay LaMoth and Quentin, for sure, for sure. let's see, key package management. Oh, I see. Quentin's pointing out Paris is banning e-scooters to support the city's own rental bike program. That's possible. Could be a reason why. I think bicycles are a little bit. I think any vehicle that you're human powered, even if it's an assisted bicycle, you see those are seem like they're a lot safer, or at least people aren't going, 40 miles an hour down a hill and crashing into somebody. This is a fun, hypocritical story. Not really fun in a ha-ha way. A child was abused. A Utah woman who ran a popular parenting advice channel has been arrested on suspicion of child abuse after her malnourished son escaped from her home. Ruby Frank and her business partner, Jody Nan Hildebrandt, were arrested in Ivins, Utah on Wednesday. Officials also found Ms. Frank's 10-year-old daughter in a malnourished condition at her partner's house. Ms. Frank and her business partner faced two felony counts of child abuse. The BBC reached out for comment. Police say Ms. Frank's 12-year-old son climbed out of a window and ran to a neighbor's house to ask for food and water. The calling party, which is this neighbor, stated the juvenile appeared to be emaciated and malnourished, with open wounds and duct tape around his extremities, according to a statement from Santa Clara Ivins Public Safety Department. Upon arrival, law enforcement observed the wounds and the malnourishment of the boy to be severe. The boy had to be taken to the hospital due to his deep lacerations from being tied up with rope and from his malnourishment. Ms. Frank's 10-year-old daughter was also taken to the hospital. Officials later obtained a search warrant in connection with the incident. In total, four children were taken into care of Family and Child Services. Ms. Frank, age 41, became YouTube famous in 2015 for her channel, 8 Passengers, that discussed parenting of her 6 children. The channel gained over 2 million subscribers before it was deactivated earlier this year. I hear a motorcycle. Are they coming our way? Nope, they're going down the big road. Surprise, surprise. Person doing a blog about being a parent is a terrible parent and is abusing their children. One of the tragedies of anyone being able to be famous is that you have Instagram moms and YouTube moms and stuff like that, where the kids become a money-making possibility. And you have these success stories like we did about the Australian girl who was like retiring at 15 with, hundreds of millions of dollars. But for every one of those people, there's, probably thousands of kids that are just like beat and abused and malnourished and all sorts of stuff. Well, let's see. A COVID fraudster used the pandemic research funds to buy an alpaca farm. A lot of politicians also use PPP money for lots of wild stuff. Of course, they're not facing any repercussions because they're lawmakers. So we're going to skip this story. I just realized that this whole point of this story... Oh, look, the UPS man. Is he going to cross into the street? Oh, he stopped before entering the roadway. Oh, he's going. Oh, there's oncoming traffic, but he's still going. Oh, man, he just... Yep. The UPS truck did stop at the stop sign, but when it was turning, there was oncoming traffic, and it just kind of, stopped in the middle of the road and waited for the car to finish driving by. Kind of an interesting move. Anyway, yeah, bought an alpaca farm with $600,000 of PPP money. A lot of politicians have businesses that also got big PPP money. It's kind of one of those horrible things where if you put up a big pot of money and say, hey, if you need this money, you can come and get it. All of the assholes will come and take way more than, take as much as they can because they're greedy and evil and bad people. Pretty much anybody who's a national politician is pretty much a bad in some way or another. Speaking of bad people, Proud Boys leader Joe Biggs sentenced to 17 years for a Capitol riot. The leader of the far-right Proud Boys has been sentenced to 17 years in prison, one of the longest terms handed out yet. U.S. Army veteran Joe Biggs, 38, was an instigator of the storming of Congress on January 6, 2021. I don't know why they mention he's a veteran of the Army, unless they're trying to imply, oh yeah, by the way, we know that a lot of far-right extremists and Christian nationalists are in our armed services. Whether or not we're going to do anything about it, that remains to be seen. There's too much money to be made. All right, we got two cars pulling up to the intersection at once. One has a left turn signal on, the other car no turn signal. All right, the first car did turn, waited adequately and turned. The other car has stopped, no turn signal. It's waiting though. It's going. Oh, it turned right, no turn signal, into the left-hand lane. All right. Let's see, what else is happening in the world? Oh, I forgot to mention, jet ski tourist shot dead in Algeria. Let's see what's going on in comm real quick. People do dumb stuff on rental scooters. Quentin, what in the actual fuck? Horror show. Yeah, exactly. Very true, very true. Politicians grifting? That's impossible. I think that was a Simpsons thing, wasn't it? Oh, that FedEx truck. Oh, wow. This FedEx truck was driving. They had their turn signal on, but they didn't even stop or turn, really. They just kind of crossed. They crossed the double yellow line probably, what, like 10 meters before the intersection, and they just kind of drove right into the oncoming lane. Pretty amazing. I don't know. It's funny to me because it's like some people execute. This Mercedes just executed a beautiful turn. They went into the intersection with their turn signal on and then turned at almost a 90 degree angle into the tri-bay. Anyway, sorry. I get caught up into the cars here. Anyway, Algeria got what they wanted to out of it, I guess. The Algerian Coast Guard shot dead two tourists holidaying in Morocco who reportedly strayed into Algerian water on their jet skis. They are among four French-Moroccan dual nationals who'd set off from the Moroccan resort of Saadia. A third member of the group was arrested by the Coast Guard, which patrolled the two states' closed border. The two nations have a long history of tension tied to Morocco's claims to the disputed Western Sahara. The border between them was closed in 1994, with Algiers severing ties 2 years ago. It accused Morocco of hostile acts, an allegation rejected by Morocco, or rejected by Algiers. I brought my yerba mate tea up here with me. As it warms up, it tastes different. Oh, we got it. Oh, here comes a motorcycle. Hey, it's a little 250 Repsol labeled. So it's got the MotoGP livery for the Honda motorcycle, but it looked like a little 250 version. Also, was making a lot of noise for just going, you know, 20 miles an hour. So anyway, I feel like I could just sit out here and narrate the traffic. Let's talk about more death and destruction, because that's what we're here for. Death. Destruction. In Ohio, they've released video of police shooting a black woman dead. She is also pregnant. At this point, it feels like, I don't know. I think police departments might start, if they want to make money, they could just start monetizing their killing videos because they kill so many unarmed people all the time. And they don't seem to be punished for it, so they might as well start making money off of it, right? Yeah, maybe. It seems like that might garner enough attention for somebody to do something. I don't know. Anyway, authorities in Ohio on Friday released police body camera video showing the fatal police shooting of Takiyah Young, a young black woman who was pregnant. Her family has seen the video, the family lawyer said. Oh, there goes a guy riding another small displacement motorcycle. The footage showed Young slowly accelerating towards an officer in her path as he yelled for her to stop before firing the bullet that ended her life. The 21-year-old from Columbus was pronounced dead shortly after the August 24th shooting outside a grocery store in Blinden Township. Her unborn daughter did not survive, hence she was unborn. I feel like unborn, you could probably just say that the fetus didn't survive at that point. She was an unarmed pregnant mother of two, he said. It goes beyond unjustifiable. The police chief, John Belford, said the delay resulted from a small staff trying to process the video and properly redact certain footage in accordance with Ohio law. In a video statement a day after the shooting, Belford said two officers were helping someone get into a locked car when a supermarket employee told them several people were leaving with stolen items. Young was among them, according to the employee, who pointed her out sitting in her car. She allegedly took bottles of alcohol without paying. One officer went to the driver's side of the car and told her to stop and get out multiple times. Belford said that while the other officer moved to the front of the vehicle, Young then put the car in gear and accelerated. The officer was directly in the path of the oncoming car and fired one shot through the front windshield. Police have not provided further details. Let's see. Yeah, no, nothing else here. They haven't named the police. They probably won't be in trouble. We'll see what happens. Nothing. That's what will happen. A Palestinian was killed in crossfire after Israeli raid on West Bank town. A Palestinian man was shot and killed by Israeli forces during a raid in an occupied West Bank town following a confrontation that resulted in a building being destroyed. Hey, maybe Israel will pick up on India's style of justice and just start bulldozing people's houses. I guess Israel wants to colonize Palestine. I guess that's the difference. India just wants to destroy the Islamic people. Israel would like them to be absorbed and to be gone without destroying their houses. Anyway, there's lots of genocide and hate in the world. Don't be part of it, if you can. Oh, wow. A plane is flying this direction, but they are a good ways off to the west. So they're just flying straight south, as opposed to flying southeast or southwest over the air, over us. Looks like a Spirit Airlines jet. It's bright yellow. Maybe it's an IKEA plane. Anyway, sorry. I get distracted easily. I just ate. I'm kind of everywhere. Anyway, a 36-year-old man was shot in the head in Aqaba, north of Tubas, and was pronounced dead at the local hospital on Friday. So, surprise, surprise. Let's see, what else? Oh, if you find yourself in a hate group, try and leave. Go ahead and work on leaving that hate group. Maybe let people know not to be in a hate group. 43 bodies? What? Yeah, we're jumping around. 43 bodies have been collected from clashes in a disputed Somali city, according to the Red Cross. The International Committee of the Red Cross says 43 bodies have been collected in the past week from the front line of the latest fighting in a disputed city in Somaliland. The ICRC, that's India Charlie Romeo Charlie, is in a statement Friday said a further 110 wounded people have been taken to hospitals in the past week by the Red Crescent Society, amid clashes that have continued for months in and around Las Anan. The statement did not identify the dead or those to blame. Somaliland separated from Somalia 3 decades ago and has sought recognition as an independent country. Somaliland security forces have been fighting clan militia who wish to be part of Somalia, whose Puntland state for years have disputed Las Anan with Somaliland. So, Somaliland broke free, or is trying to be autonomous. That truck did not execute a turn very well. Oh, that Suburban did an even worse job. Wow. I don't know. I feel like maybe people don't have to take a driving test anymore, or it's just like a quiz online, because these people drive terribly. All right, here comes a car. They were driving on the wrong side of the road. They've now moved to the correct side of the road. They turned their turn signal on, but they have stopped in the lane. The car turning left into the smaller road has stopped, but oh, they got the turn signal on. They're going to do it. Hey. With another vehicle in the right-hand lane, they were able to execute that turn successfully. Oh my gosh, why am I so into these traffic things? I think it's because my brain is tired, so I'm just narrating everything. Let's see what's going on in comm. The SMJ? SMJ! Oh, he was here and he left! Oh man, I missed it! No! Let's see. SMJ has left it on radio. Aww. It's been a while. I miss SMJ. We used to hear him. He set up Synth Battle Royale, and he was in comm all the time. And I don't know. Wherever you are, SMJ, I hope you're doing okay, and you come back to us. Oh, man, there's another car. A very nice Mercedes. Totally. They used the turn signal, but they drove into the wrong lane. It's just amazing, because it's like, man, you guys would die if there was another car in that other road. You would just smash head on. There'd be so many deaths. So anyway, let's keep it a moving. What other death is going on? In Singapore, I mentioned that they've been going to have an election. The presidential stuff's going on. Well, landslide victory, 70.4% victory for Tharman as Singapore's next president. Singaporeans have given Mr. Tharman Shanmugaratnam, he's got the little pineapple symbol, a resounding mandate to be Singapore's ninth president. The 66-year-old former senior minister scored a big win with 70% of the vote, while Mr. Nok Ng Kok Sung and Mr. Tan Kin Lian received 15.72% and 13.88%, respectively. Tan Kin Lian is the one who got chastised for misrepresenting what the president does. And Mr. Ng Kok Sung is the one I like the most. But I'm not a Singaporean resident, so I can have an opinion. I can like one guy or the other, but I don't really have an opinion. Even before the official results were announced by returning officer Tan Ming Dui at 12:22 a.m., it was clear who the winner was. The sample count released at 10:40 p.m. Wow, that truck. Ooh. There's a truck turning left into the bigger road, and they kind of just went into the wrong side of the road. They were on the wrong side of the road and just jumped over afterwards. ABC Pest and Lawn, not making a good turn either, not stopping. So anyway, even with sample votes, it was obvious that he was going to win. So good luck. The president is a ceremonial role mostly. He holds the he guards the past reserves, the financial reserves of the country. So we'll see what happens. Or he or she. The outgoing president is a lady. Let's see. Oh, we've only got 2 minutes to go. So let me just tell you this. I'll be back on Monday. The Dubious Goals is coming up. We got a bunch of news I didn't read because it was all out of order. Love your, if your parents are still alive, give them a hug. If you got kids, tell them they're good. And all of that stuff. You're good. You're awesome. Don't jump off a bridge. Anyway, please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. Shows comes on right now at 1930 UTC. I'll be back on Monday. Enjoy a step further out on Saturday. And then Shut Up You Freak is going to be airing around 1800 to 1930 UTC on Sunday. So check all of those shows out. Yeah, I guess that's it. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm going to push in the bush. Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. 7.